Hello, this is William S. Burroughs. I'm your special guest narrator for a special Christmas episode of the Pussy Centipede. It's called the Queef, they called him. And then, deep in the cum-sick morning, the rats of the city streets scurried about with transistor radios in their brains so that agents of Interpol could watch the day. And in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the junk-sick dawn, a man with brown hair and fur on his butt named Ashton Kutcher frolicked in the grass of his backyard with an Arab boy's cock spinning around him like a spinning top. Then he took a box of junk-sick puppies, and he had hired a trainer to train them to dance. And a man with a sickly, jaundiced pallor and a mop of insect-like hair draped upon his eyes. His name was Thurston Moore, and he was a dance instructor. And he took the puppies out of the box and said, "Ashton Kutcher, I am Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth. Are you ready to watch your puppies learn to dance for the Christmas pageant?" And Ashton Kutcher swiped his cotton-like, cotton-soaked in junk, brown, and the blood from the veins of junk-sick junkies in the streets of Manhattan, putting coins into the slots of the automat store to get a cold sandwich with roaches in it. Roaches who were junk sick and had the shakes waiting for their dealer. And Ashton Kutcher said, "Yeah, man, I want these puppies to dance for the Christmas pageant. Mila Kunis is counting on it." "All right," said Thurston Moore. "You need to dance, puppies. A dance for dancing, and German prancing, a dance for puppies, dance for the puppy Christmas, a dance for the slimy dancing puppies, for the poo-poo in your puppy diapers. A dance for punk. A dance. A puppy dance. A dance." And then Ashton Kutcher, and he has showed a junk sick skepticism, and the sunlight shined through the clouds, and the clouds looked like the cotton soaked in junk. And I'm William S. Burroughs. And then the dance ended. And then in Doctor of Kitty's house, his house looked sick, like it was withdrawn from the junk and the sickness. And Doctor of Kitty's woke up in his bed, and there's a piece of poop on his head. And Paul Joseph Watson stood across the room, and he was holding a crossbow that looked famished and malnourished, and it had transistors in it, and they were listening, and the government, they were spreading junk through the streets, and they knew they were waiting for the man. And Dr. Kitties was like, "Meow, meow, meow, what are you doing, Paul Joseph Watson? Meow, 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 what is there a piece of poop on my meow, 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 head?" And Paul Joseph Watson, he pointed that junk sick crossbow, and his pallid face with jaundice, and he was pale and white, and there's roaches in his veins crawling and scurrying because it was a junk sickness. And he was like, "I'm going to test my crossbow skills, chap. I'm going to shoot that poop off your head without blinding you in the eye with a crossbow bolt."
"What the fuck are you talking
said Doctor of Kitties, and he was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, fuck you, Paul Joseph Watson." And then the door of the room opened, and a smelly, stinky garbage air from the streets of Manhattan came in through the door, and they were in the subway turnstile, and everyone was there, and everyone was looking for junk and waiting for a man, and they heard there was a connection down in Pittsburgh, but nobody knew how to get to Pittsburgh because the buses weren't running anymore. And then everyone was junk sick, going on a yellow bus, and the bus had the flesh of an insect. And then a robot entered Doctor of Kitty's room, and he was like, "I am a rape robot. I am here to fucking rape you. You get it?" And then the junkie and the priest was coughing, man. And I'm William S. Burroughs. And then the rape robot took out his robot dick, and he jumped on Dr. Kitties, and he knocked Paul Joseph Watson down. And he pumped his robot dick inside Dr. Kitties' ass. "I am a rape robot. You are getting raped, okay?" And Dr. Kitties was screaming. He's like, "Yeah! And then the rape robot was like, "I am done. I have come in you. You kidding?" And Paul Joseph Watson, he got up and he was shaking like he had the junk sickness. And he was like, "I couldn't help you, chap. I couldn't." And he took some cum out of the robot dick and he drank it. And he chugged it down, shot in his veins. And he felt like the junk sickness retreating from the cum in his veins. And then Paul Joseph Watson, he was in a room, and he was doing a conference call in an office room, and the room was so big it echoed like he was in a tunnel, and everything was floating around like, and he thought he saw junk needles with brown AIDS blood rotting away in them, and pills and downers, and the city streets, and the government, and the transistors. And there was barbiturates and Adderall and pills, and they all looked like candy, man. And Paul Joseph Watson called a conference call on a phone that was made of bug skin and looked like a bug, and was calling at him saying, "Where's the junk? I have the junk sickness, chap. I am a phone." And he called, and then people answered, and it was Milo Yiannopoulos. And Milo Yiannopoulos was like, "Hey, chap, I'm gay, and I'm a Jew, and I have a black boyfriend, but I am a Nazi, and I hate everyone, and I can't stop drinking cum." "I know, chap," said Paul Joseph Watson. "I can't stop drinking cum either, that's why we have this cum support group." And then another voice came out, and it was Jordan Peterson, and he had the cum sickness, and he was like, "Hi, I'm Jordan Peterson. I'm intellectual. I'm the most intellectual person ever. Name it God to life." And Milo Yiannopoulos was like, "Chap, nothing you say made sense. If you have a God to life, why can't you overcome your cum sickness with throwing cum and throwing it up?"
"I know. I'm Jordan Peterson. Peter Peterson. Carnivore. My daughter was sick and had cum in her veins. And then she was a carnivore. Yeah, I'm Jordan Peterson. Yeah, nah, nah. I'm so smart. I made a Jordan Peterson song. I'm so smart."
Yeah, and then they all turned to bugs, junk sick bugs, and crawled away into the subways. And the narc was in the subways. He was a subway detective, man. He chased him on the 6 train up to Harlem where the man was waiting, the man who had the junk. And Dr. Kitties, he went to a rape clinic. And the people at the rape clinic were like, "Can we help you? Are you okay? Do you need an abortion?"
"Meow, yeah, I was raped by a robot. Meow, 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 meow. I just need my asshole cleaned and sewed up."
"Okay, we can do that, but we'll have to take a rape kit."
"Meow, meow, meow. I don't need a rape kit. Meow, meow. It wasn't a big deal. Meow, 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 meow."
And then it was Christmas, and the man came, and he gave out the junk like he was Santa Claus of junk, and the city streets were running in junk, and the junk sickness went away for one day, and there was peace. and they called him the Queef. Alright, I hope you enjoyed that. I'm William S. Burroughs. Thanks for me being the guest narrator of the Pussy Centipede, and have a Merry Christmas. The Pussy Centipede will be back in the new year, and Kid Clid will be back. I'm William S. Burroughs.